Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like what Scottie Pippen was, to be honest. Like, Scottie Pippen was LeBron before LeBron. You know, I think Scottie paved the way four guys like that, you know, because Scottie was like a point forward, man.
But yeah, but Magic too. I mean, he can't
Magic's a point god. G-O-O-D, point god.
Okay.
Dude, that Showtime Lakers stuff was unbelievable.
Like, that was the other thing that came out of this.
So LeBron the last 2 years, especially this year, is Magic Johnson for his entire career.
I would agree.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Except
What came out of this, Friar?
The in this documentary series, like, everybody's like, oh, we want more stuff. What's the next series you want to see? And I saw
Kobe
someone put
Shaq.
Kobe Shaq.
I want to know all the. Well, I guess it's tough now because obviously, rest in peace.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just think that'd be a good documentary series.
I think Kobe Shaq would be a good one. It was Tim Duncan.
The Spurs one would be good.
Yeah, that's the one I kind of want to see because I think we're going to
than LeBron and the Heat stuff. Because why do I want to watch that? You lost twice, you scrubs.
Yeah, and then there's the Warriors. We can't have the Warriors. That's still technically ongoing. You're not going to get shit out of KD. KD's not doing that unless it's his media company. That's for friggin' sure. No, like there's no question.
Jay Williams will be there with him.
Oh God! I
was gonna say one other thing is what I was happy about is that Ty. They actually kind of showed how bad Reinsdorf was at the end of that series, because MJ said that's BS. That
that was interesting. You
know, that they would all have taken 1 year deals to come back for number seven,
which has got to crush your soul.
Won number seven. And they probably would have won 7-8. I'm telling you,
there's no chance number seven was gonna happen.
What? You don't think if they all came back, they wouldn't have won?
No, this lag is really bad, by the way. Really bad, by the way. But I think if they all did come back, if they came back to each other and came back together as a team, they could have won number seven, but that wasn't happening. That's the whole point. That Phil was going to be gone, that Jerry Krause was going to kick his ass to the curb. Scotty wanted to be out. He wanted to go anywhere else. He ended up going, where was it, Houston or Portland. In the trade. And it just seemed like everyone wanted to – I mean, Dennis Rodman only played, I think, 35, 40 more games the rest of his career after that season. Like, he was done. Like, he did not – his mind was not in playing basketball at all.
So. I'm saying if they brought them all back, and Phil too, everybody signed in 1 year, they would have got seven. I believe that. That's what I was trying to say. Mm. And to be honest with you, if Michael never retired for those 2 years or whatever, I say Michael ends up with 8 or 9 rings.
I don't know, dude. The way they talked about it, I felt pretty comfortable in thinking that they wouldn't have won 8. There's no way they would have.
No,
gotten...
I'm saying those 2 years he left, they would have won those 2 years.
Yeah, but you heard the way he was talking, dude. He said he was tired. He was beaten down. He needed that break. I don't feel like it after watching this series.
They would have, if he stayed, they would have won those 2 years. It's Michael.
I'm saying based on what he said himself.
Would have ran to.
I understand that, but he needed it for his dad. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
He could have pulled, dude. Him 50% would have beaten the Rockets
if they did come back together. If those Jordan teams they come back together and try to win eight or nine, title eight or nine, they would have ran into the Kobe and Shaq Lakers. And I mean, I really don't know how the hell they would have won against Kobe.
Well, I don't. Lakers. By the time they would have had to play the Lakers, they would have had a better. They would have had a retool because that, like, Robin would have been done at that point, and whatever. I'm saying 7 and 8 would have been the 2 years he went and played baseball. They could have beat those Rocket teams. The Knicks took them to 7.
Oh, okay.
And the Knicks should have won in 6.
Well, so we're talking about the Knicks here. I mean, they're just
and the Bulls own the Knicks. Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
Well, when you put it that way, then I can't disagree with you. Blame it on the Knicks for sure, in any way, shape, or form. Speaking of New York basketball, Ty, do you have anything else on the documentary before we move on to this ridiculousness from Friday night? Okay. So I'm just finished up Furloughed Friends, and my phone pops up, something from Twitter. It's a tweet from Spencer Dinwiddie. And I see that he's started this GoFundMe, and I just, whatever, I'll get to it in the morning. And then I see Shams tweeted about it, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute. This frigging guy starts a GoFundMe where he's saying he's asking for fans to donate to his campaign so then they can have a say as to where he's going to sign his next deal on a one-year contract, and it could be wherever they end up deciding. But the problem is the campaign goes up to, I think it was $24.6 million. Now, he said, whatever, if we don't reach the goal, then fine, I'm going to donate it to charity. He said that if it's a dime short, I think those were his words exactly, which is good. I mean, you see there, he understands it's probably not realistic. I figure, though, you're going to run a campaign like that, it's going to last a while. And I've made it clear on the show, I like Spencer Dinwiddie. I enjoy it. Like, I like how he's a little different. This is so fucking weird. I mean, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen. And how short does he come up on this? Because he closed the campaign on Monday. $1,150 raised. That's it. This is such a bad... I mean... I want to say it's a bad look for him. There's no two ways about it. It's a bad look because people don't give a shit, and it's like an asinine move, especially during the pandemic too.
I bet we could raise the same amount of money to have someone come on this 5-Out podcast as a fourth person, for Christ's sakes.
Maybe. I mean, I don't.
I probably could get somebody to come play 2K with me for that much money.
If he wanted to raise money, because then Ian Begley says something and he says something where like they kind of walk it back, or it's like he was just having fun. No, you just wanted to raise money. Really? Yeah, you were trying to. It's what you said at the beginning. It was like a social. You were trying to see what you could do because he's always trying to do all this is Bitcoin related and he's all big into crypto. I'm tired of it, and like. Don't say it was just about charity now, because if it was just about charity, you would have done it in the first place, and I guarantee you would have gotten more than $1,150 if you said from the get-go it was for charity. You would have had no issues.
His ego was hurt.
Yeah, of course it was. How is it not? It's embarrassing.
The self-importance by this guy, he thought that like anyone cared where the hell he'd be playing at. That's very odd, in my opinion. And he couldn't even get enough. He couldn't even get enough of the damn GoFundMe. The GoFundMe didn't even match enough to cover one stimulus check. Embarrassing is that? Like, he couldn't even get $1,200.
He should honestly...
Like, that's so sad.
He should honestly send the money back to whoever sent it to him in the first place.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's bad.
What he should do.
It's right. Bad. I mean, this is a guy who's trying to, like, expand his brand.
And who the hell... even put $1 to that stupid thing.
It's like 100 people.
All those people need to get checked. They need to get checked.
and there were, I think it was
who
Lakers
put money in that guy's account.
People that like fans that I saw that like fan bases at least that were involved. I think I saw Lakers, Sixers, of course, Nets, Bucks, Celtics, and then maybe the Heat.
Whatever Celtics person put that needs to be, you know, checked too.
Excommunicated.
Why the hell would I want him?
That was bad.
I really wish. I wouldn't be surprised if like some team in China decided to donate like $25 million and make him like the focal point of their team, and like him be forced to go over to China and play.
China wants no part of the NBA
fucking
now.
Clown.
That would be awesome.
Man. No, that's true.
I'm so down on Dinwiddie right now. I like him too. But speaking of China and the dealing with all the world stuff, so now we have governors, you know, I think California, I know New York, and then we're hearing stuff at least from Mayor Walsh. I don't know about Governor Baker. He's waiting to hear what Governor Cuomo says and then do whatever he says 2 days later because he's not a fucking leader. Not to get political or anything.
Yeah, I'll assure you, he wants it to reopen. He wants it to reopen, but he's got to evaluate the data.
He's got to see what Governor Cuomo says.
Data,
which, I mean, it's not the worst person to follow in this whole pandemic. I mean, everybody's made mistakes along the way, but Jesus, make some decisions for yourself. My God. Anyways, we're hearing now that, you know, teams are, or at least some governors are trying to talk about getting games going again, whether it's baseball or basketball, hockey, whatever. How do you guys feel now? I mean, every week we're kind of sitting reevaluating. I'm starting to feel like, you know what? We actually have a chance. For stuff to be going on, maybe late June, early July, and because
I was gonna just say from what the MassGov released, I thought it shined some kind of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, Ty, where do you stand?
You know, just like the phases and stuff. So.
I don't think there's going to be any NBA games until at least December, and there's going to be no NBA games with fans until 2022. There's until we have a vaccine for this thing and legal gatherings in large cities, like it's not going to happen. And I just don't think that there's going to be any way they can put these guys in a bubble or a central location to play these games, whether it be Vegas. I think the Bahamas is now like a location they're throwing out, which is fucking absurd. The Bahamas is not a legitimate location to hold the NBA for a weekend, let alone for the next 10 weeks.
Yeah.
So, cross of the Bahamas. Vegas and Orlando.
It's
not happening.
Mm-hmm. It'd be good for viewership, Matt. You're right. I agree with that. I think, and I think you can still make money,
no,
but you're going to be losing.
I would wonder what the viewership would be like of these games.
Do you think it would be bad?
Massive.
I said I wonder. I wonder.
I know, but I what know. Do you? I think it would be good.
Maybe I don't. In the middle of August, do you think? I don't know, or early August, late July, are people going to be really tuning? Now the other thing is too: are we going back to the regular season? Are we already in the playoffs? Like, what are we?
I think considering everything that's gone on. People have been excited for every little thing that's come up, and you know, KBO, it's only going to have so much staying power. The Bundesliga, it's only going to have so much staying power in America. I mean, so when you start getting the real shit back for Americans, yeah, I think you're going to get viewership for some of it for a while, because you want shit back. And honestly, for the NBA and for MLB, you want to get back going before the NFL. That's the way you're going to make good on it, because people need shit now. Otherwise, NFL is just going to swoop in and be friggin' king again and continue to get fat and happy. It'll stay that way, but I mean, you got to capitalize on it before they get it again. That's just my opinion, but I feel good about it for the first time, and I'm usually negative on this.
I was going to say, I think all these sports, no matter when they come back this year, next year, whatever, I think they're all going to set records, because the at-home viewership has never been higher. Like, everybody is at home, nobody's going out to dinner, and nobody's going to the games for any of the sports. So, like, if they all come back at the same time in 3 months, whatever, everyone's still not working. Nobody can go to these games. Everyone's going to be watching at home, and there's nothing really else to do. So it's like, you're kind of, I mean, even if you're a fringe fan, you're probably going to get back into watching the Red Sox and Celtics and Bruins and the Patriots later on. Like, The Red Sox, they need to come back ASAP because nobody in this town is interested in Red Sox baseball, not even me. And anyone that talks about Red Sox baseball on WEI is lying about being interested about it because it's a joke. Like, they don't give us any players. There's nothing interesting about baseball right now besides, you know, these idiots like Blake Snell. So
I'm interested.
The first team that the first league that comes back is going to be a big winner. But I think in the long run, all of these sports in terms of viewership are just going to kill it.
No one cares.
I want you to know that I hate you both, and I don't care if you have any.
I'm with you, though. I could care less about the Red Sox.
All right. Anyways, we will talk to you all again next week, except for these two. It's just going to be a solo show because I hate them both. All right. Bye, everybody.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it. Yeah. I just want to be all right with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions. I'm just hoping for some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.